This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We invite you right here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl
and Mark.
Our Skype username, should you like to join us there, is lrn.fm. And we're going to actually go to Skype to start out this hour where Bad Slave is calling. Oh, except there's some sort of audio looping back there, and I don't know if that's him that's doing that, because it wasn't doing that when I checked his audio during the break. So if that's going to keep bouncing back, we're going to have to iron that out at a later time. So I'll ask Bad Slave to hang on there until we can figure out where that's coming from. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And again, Skype username is lrn.fm. So let's see. We've talked about animals. This, you know, there was this 170 dogs, 170 Yorkshire Terriers found in a home, and a couple of hoarders. Bernie supporters shooting up a Republican practice session for a baseball game, a congressional baseball game. I don't know if there was really more to say about that. I mean, I guess we'd sort of gone off barely and talked about how violence isn't the solution, and maybe that,
right,
that deserves and some further discussion.
The article from the New York Times, while being quite lengthy, there's one other bit of info here that, you know, since it was mentioned about the shooting, mm-hmm, seems to be fairly relevant to sort of tell you something about this guy. Hodgkinson was his last name.
Right, he's dead now.
They said he seemed to be a fervent opponent of President Trump. He had signed an online petition calling for Trump's impeachment,
okay,
posted it on Facebook with the chilling comment, quote, "It's time to destroy Trump and Co."
Yeah, it's not chilling. That's a pretty ordinary comment.
Yeah.
Well, it's a threat only after, yeah, you shoot up a Republican baseball practice.
Right. It could mean, let's vote the bums out.
It means, like, that's what that means when you post it on Facebook. It's time to destroy Trump and Co. I mean, that's not, you know, let's go buy rifles and pick off Republicans one at a time at baseball practice. There's a threat.
Yes. So, yeah, if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. We also have an update on Otto Warmbier, who listeners within the last year may recall. That is the name of the college-age young man who went to North Korea and ended up in North Korean custody.
Made a very bad decision.
Made a probably drunken bad decision would be my guess, or maybe just a stupid bad decision. But either way, he took a banner of some sort from the hotel, some kind of political banner, you know, we worship our, you know, Kim Jong-un or his
father. According to the article that I read earlier, it was reported by the U.S. government as being a banner with Korean propaganda.
Well, of course. I mean, almost every banner is probably a Korean propaganda banner.
Yeah, they did not take kindly to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad, bad, bad choice to go to North Korea and decide that you're, hey, you know, I bet they'd think it was funny, too.
It's not like you could have a banner to advertise your business in North Korea because the state runs, you know, pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
So banners are almost always likely going to be political propaganda in a place like that. And he took one thinking that it was going to, you know, be a souvenir, and it ended up getting him in a prison camp. And of course, there ever since then has been a call to release him, and there's been negotiations to that end. And well, they did release him, according to the Washington Post. Cincinnati, a plane-carrying University of Virginia student, Otto Warmbier, who had been detained in North Korea for 17 months and was in a coma for most of that time, which we didn't know about, I don't think, until just now.
Yeah, I didn't know about it. It's not like there's daily dispatches of today in North Korea coming across the AP wire.
Right. Yeah, you don't get updates out of North Korea. The 22-year-old's return marks an end to the ordeal that his family has been through, not knowing what had happened to Warmbier since he was sentenced to 15 years in prison with hard labor in March of last year.
Yeah, so...
For stealing a banner.
It's... That leaves me wondering how he ended up in the coma, I think, is my first question.
Severe beatings, supposedly. That comes up here, I think, in
Probably he wasn't cut out for hard labor.
Hard to do hard labor when you're in a coma.
Yeah, well, it's...
The beatings continue until morale improves. Get out of your coma.
Wake up.
Well, he probably, I mean, you know, the stealing of a banner sounds like a petulant child's crime in the first place, and he's probably, if he's like the vast majority of Americans, not prepared for hard, probably farm labor.
Sure.
And
he's a soft-handed college boy.
Right. In all likelihood, the guards were flabbergasted at what an inefficient farm laborer he was and felt like, you know, I know how to fix this the same way we do with the donkey. And they beat the hell out of him again and again and again until...
You're not justifying it. You're just explaining that's probably what happened.
Oh, I don't think it's... What is there to justify? I think it was unwise for him to do the things he did in North Korea. And it's
unwise to go to North Korea.
What North Korea should do, however, is unload the guy in the coma as quick as possible. Holding on to this guy for this long period of time, I mean, I guess maybe hoping that that he was going to fix himself, but they essentially murdered a U.S. citizen now over a propaganda banner.
Well, there are some people that would say that, you know, completely justified because, you know, he
broke the law.
Theft.
The law is the
law.
And
you can use any sort of, violence at your disposal to take care of a thief.
Well, they can say whatever they want. I would say that the banner was made with stolen money in the first place, so getting all excited about it.
Is it stolen money if the money was all the government's in the first place? I mean, they don't really tax people there, do they?
They take their labor.
Yes, that's true.
So
yeah. Friends, according to the story here, the fact that he had been kept comatose in North Korea for more than a year could worsen the already tense relationship between Pyongyang and Washington, although I doubt it. Friends and well-wishers gathered outside of Cincinnati.
Threatening to shoot nuclear weapons at
us. I'm not sure how this is going to make it worse. Cincinnati's Lunkin Airport terminal ahead of the plane's arrival at 10:20 local time cheered when the plane landed. Otto's parents, Fred and Cindy, boarded the plane and came out a few minutes later. The medical personnel then carried Otto, who had a shaved head and tube in his nose, off the plane and onto a stretcher. He was then placed in an ambulance and taken to the University of Cincinnati's Medical Center. Locals were waiting for him at the airport fence, holding signs saying, "Welcome home, Otto," and prayers for Otto, which seemed like there were signs more for his parents.
I was going to say, why hold signs? He's in a coma. He can't read them.
Yeah, well, the parents can.
Charlotte and David Simons, who said they've been friends of the family for more than 30 years, came to watch his flight come in, too, saying they were just there to support Cindy and Fred and the family. She was feeling sick to my stomach for them and thinking of how her son, or their son, should have been graduating from college this spring. David Simons was marveling that another country could treat an American like this. He said, shaking his head, "I can only feel for what the family is going through." After a senior State Department official flew to Pyongyang to demand Warmbier's release on humanitarian grounds, he was flown out in a medical evacuation. So, what are the odds that he's going to come out of a coma after having been likely neglected medically for, you know, more than a year in North Korea? I mean, they don't have the best medical care.
Right, but the fact that he has remained alive...
Is a good sign.
Is a good sign. And the fact that they were able to fly him out is a good sign. Because if you're in a certain level of health... It is unsafe to have you do any kind of traveling.
Really?
So, you know, the fact that he was able to be flown out of North Korea is a really good sign.
I would say the parents are probably going to do their best to get the best medical treatment for Otto.
I'm sure they
are. I hope that he gets it.
I suspect they'll, if they need to, crowdfunding will likely raise some money for this.
If you go for the idea that every life has a purpose, Otto's purpose is to, A, probably show North Korea, this whole incarceration of Americans thing, over frivolous nonsense, dumb, right? Like, they don't
you think
look
it'll show
good
them that?
Here.
They don't care, dude. They want to teach people a lesson.
They want very
much. This is
much.
The equivalent of
What's
putting Ross Ulbricht in prison for the rest of his life.
You know, with Ross, no. They look bad to everybody on this one.
But they always look bad to everybody.
Except for the people inside North Korea.
Well, right. To them, they can do no wrong. I mean,
I don't
think
they don't see it that way, no.
Who doesn't see it that
the
way?
The North Korean government.
They don't see it.
They see themselves as beset on all sides by aggressors.
855, 450, free like freedom. Well, that much seems to be true. Facebook Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. What's the North Korean government's explanation for why Otto Warmbier is in a coma and has been for more than a year in North Korean custody, just recently, this week, released back into the United States to the custody of his parents, again, still in a coma. We'll explain that coming up here, then give you their explanation in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and also want to let you know about SaveItPurse.com. If you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can easily do that. Save 20% if you want. I frequently save 20% by using SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveAtPurse, SaveATPurse.com. It allows you to save whatever discount you want, up to as much as 33% off. Now, the higher the discount you request, the longer it might take to fulfill your order, because basically what you're doing is you're selling your Bitcoin to somebody, and in return, they're buying you the stuff you want on Amazon. And so they are paying quite a premium to acquire that Bitcoin, and they've got their reasons for that, whatever those are, and apparently there's plenty of people who are willing to pay 20% over the price of Bitcoin to acquire it.
And I've heard that a lot of the people, and you know, this is, you know, somewhat speculation that it's a lot, but a number of people that wind up buying the Bitcoin through Purse have Amazon credit that they can't otherwise use.
Mm.
So the way that they can convert that to something that is usable for them is to wind up buying the Bitcoin using Save It Purse.
Yeah, and it's something more, much more useful if you have Bitcoin, because then you don't just have to spend it at Amazon. You can
Correct.
Spend it at a bunch of different places. So you go to SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com, get started there. And yes, you do have to have Bitcoin or some other form of cryptocurrency. That is the one catch to this. You can't use Federal Reserve notes, because nobody's willing to pay 20% more for a Federal Reserve note. So go to SaveItPurse.com. As we go to Bad Slave, we've double-checked his audio connection and all sounds clear, so you're on Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave, calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ian, Mark,
yep.
and Daryl. I do appreciate this outfit. And I wanted to talk about, you know, police activity. And, I mean, you guys brought up earlier the shooting at the baseball field,
right?
And that I guess they weren't killed, but there were two policemen murdered. I mean, shot.
They were shot, yeah.
Shot, yeah. And so I mean, it's like and eventually the guy got himself killed. And there's nothing really to argue about what happened there. I mean, somebody brought a gun and decided to kill people, and others stopped him by killing him. I'm not going to complain about that. What's going on, though, in general, is a lot. There's a lot more activity between cops and the general public, you know, in being detained, particularly as motorists on the side of the road.
You say there's more compared to when?
Oh, they keep passing more and more laws like, you know, you can't be using your cell phone or you.
I see.
I mean, they keep giving more and more reasons. So I'm
right, like a seatbelt law that goes from a secondary offense to a primary offense to where a cop can now pull you over for that kind of thing. I see what you're saying.
Distracted driving.
They aren't getting rid of the old laws that
right.
haven't been working, and they've been adding plenty of new laws.
Yep. That's
so
true.
I'm just assuming that, and you know, here's another problem, is that the statistics available over exactly what's going on with police, particularly when there's bad outcomes, like somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ultimately, the police are not supposed to kill people. They're supposed to capture them and bring them to justice, right?
That's the notion, yeah.
But, that's the theory, yes.
And of course, you know, the efforts that they will go to, you know, do that are, you know, seem to be diminishing over time.
Yeah, I just saw a video where It was posted on the Free Talk Live AMP forum of some psycho cop standing on the side of an interstate in, like, Fort Worth, Texas, literally spraying pepper spray as a group of bikers passed by him in the next lane. Just pepper spraying bikers.
It makes you wonder why, doesn't it?
He's a psychopath.
Now, the question is, and
that's
the video,
a danger.
The video did not show this. He was not wearing safety goggles.
No, he wasn't.
Did the wind by chance turn on him and he basically pepper sprayed himself? Because that would be hilarious.
It would be. Unfortunately, the video came from one of the bikers, so you only get to see it for like 5 seconds. It's not very long.
Right.
It's, you know, as they're passing, he sort of whips his head around, and you can see, and then they freeze frame and do super slow-mo, and you can see, because just at regular speed, you can't tell if he's using the pepper spray, but then when he zooms in and closes, it's crystal clear at the zoomed-in slow-mo that...
Yes. Does he have his teeth gritted with a crazy look at his face?
He looks crazy, but, you know, just looks like a typical young, hard-head, you know, tough cop guy.
And the thing is, all of the guys on the bikes appeared to have goggles on.
Yeah. It's still not going to be comfortable, though.
No, you don't want to inhale that stuff. But regardless, it's...
You guys are fading in and out on...
Yeah, there's a bad internet connection here, Bad Slave. You sound okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead with your comment, you're welcome to. But you can't hear us. So that's not going to work. We're just going to disconnect you.
Did you call me Renee?
He might have.
I think he said Ian, Mark, Renee there at the end. No, I'm not Renee.
No, you don't resemble her at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. And that's a good thing in a lot of ways. So, anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Is that more about psycho cops? I mean, is there more to say there? There's plenty of stories. I mean, we could go on and on. Copblock.org, photographyisnotacrime.com. There's so many psycho cop stories. The guys who are running those websites are getting burned out just from having to cover it so consistently.
I will say, because whenever you talk about a psycho cop, somebody is always going to say, it's just a few bad apples.
Ugh.
Finish the entire sentence.
Right.
A few bad apples spoil the bunch.
Yeah.
You don't just leave a few bad apples in a container of apples because you know what happens to the rest of the apples. You get rid of the few bad apples.
Right.
You get rid of them.
Well, you know, I would hope that this video of the cops spraying these bikers would result in some investigation that will ultimately result in someone who clearly has anger management issues, or at least
we investigated. He did nothing wrong,
right.
But he got a paid vacation while we investigated.
He was just testing his pepper spray on the side of the road.
We've investigated it ourselves, and it turns out that our union won't allow us to find having done anything wrong. Like, it's just, it's nuts.
So he got a paid vacation. I mean, administrative leave.
So, North Korea, we'll get back into that story coming up here in moments. We can go to Patrick meantime. He is a cop in Bullhead City, Arizona. Go ahead, Patrick. Hello? Patrick in Bullhead City? Yes.
Hello?
We hear you now. We hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, in fairness to law enforcement, the gentleman's right. We're supposed to apprehend and not do harm. But a lot of cases lately, there are so many people right now that have a negative tone towards police officers. A lot of accidents have been happening because people are defending themselves, jumping.
Stand by, Patrick. We'll bring you back here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. If you want to join us here, you may. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And we do have the ability to put Skype video on now. No one has done that yet, but if you do, we can use it. Or maybe somebody did. Maybe I'm thinking of Cody's show. Anyway, Cody does Off the Air Live, and that's a Saturday night show. And he actually had a couple of callers use the video option, so try that out if you want. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you need on Amazon and feel good, because Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. If you don't go to shop.freetalklive.com, you're going to pay the same prices, and then Amazon keeps it all. So if you want them to send some of it back to us, then you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there for Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We've got a police officer on the line calling us, listening to K-Talks. He's Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know,
to correct him, we don't make the laws as officers. All we get is a list of laws that we have to enforce.
But I'm not going to say all you do is get a list of laws, because I have seen, and Ian has seen, and a bunch of other people have seen police officers go to the legislature and advocate for new laws and advocate against repealing laws.
Yeah, that's true. They do that a lot.
Yes, it's just that, you know, there are certain laws that recently have been put on the book because of unsafe driving, like texting. It isn't smart. You guys can agree to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not smart, but...
I just responded to a scene yesterday of what appeared to be a distracted driver that caused another driver to have to drive into the guardrail. The guy's... life is ruined as a result.
The research that I have seen is that in the 18 to 25 demographic, the number of texting/phone-related accidents has gone up
since the laws.
In places where those laws have been implemented, because they're still using the phones, but instead of holding the phone up in, you know, like the line of vision to where they can still kind of see the road,
that's right.
They're looking down at their crotch.
Right. That's what I would call an unintended consequence, right? Where the politicians thought they could just go ahead and legislate behavior, and they wrote this law, and guess what? People are going to do whatever they want to do, and now they're just being more sneaky about it, which is putting more people in danger. And I see this all the time.
I agree with you completely. I agree with you guys completely on that, because you know, it's funny, because you got certain things that you look for drunk drivers or impaired drivers. You know, people that are dangerous, swerving, things like that. You do a point system on them. But you'd be surprised at how many people that we end up pulling over that aren't drunk but were texting.
I wouldn't be surprised. I believe you.
It's worse than drunk driving, from what I can tell.
And to be honest with you, I think I've talked to you about this and things have changed with officers. It isn't like it used to be when I first started. Everything's changed. I mean, including the psychological profile test that you got to take. And you were a corrections officer, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, Daryl was.
Yes. You're talking about the one that's 587 questions?
Oh, mine was over 2,000, and it's gone way down since then. I really, be honest with you, I wish they would screen officers better instead of going by, well, can you run this time? Can you do that? Can you do that? Because I think a lot of it has to do with how you deal with people.
Yeah.
And
I would agree with you.
And the original test dealt with that. It dealt with actually profiling people if they were too aggressive or just too passive. And it would allow a person who was evenly balanced. And a lot of things have changed. And, I disagree with a lot of things that are going on out there, like the aggressive training that they're doing now. And to be honest with you, I mean, nobody wants to be a Rambo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, some people do. There are the people who, like, join the police because they want to be a thug. Like, there are those people. In fact, I remember there was, you speak of things that have changed over time. Many years ago now, it's probably been almost a decade since this guy called the show, but there was a guy named Jeff who was a police trainer who called our show. We actually ended up meeting him, I think it was at a Liberty Forum event here in New Hampshire years ago. So, like, he was the real deal. Like, he really was a police trainer. That was his job.
His neck had muscles that I would have never expected to see.
Yeah, and what he told us was that he was quitting his job because he couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't. What had changed is very much what you're saying, Patrick. The quality of the recruits had gone down dramatically over time, to where he said that in any class that he was teaching, there might be 10, maybe 15% of the students that he felt had what it takes to be a good police officer. He said that most of the rest of them were what he described as badge heavies, people who got into this because they wanted to wield power over people.
And, you know, this is out to all fellow police officers out there. Hey, you're affecting people's lives. Put yourself in their place. I mean, don't put them, don't make the same mistakes they do, but put yourself in their place and approach it like that. Approach equals response.
Empathy. Yeah, I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you shouldn't let your empathy get you in a situation where your safety is compromised.
Sure.
But at the same time, yeah.
Cautious empathy? How about cautious empathy?
Yeah, cautious empathy is a really great great terminology. Yeah.
Patrick, as always, appreciate you speaking out. I wish more officers were, you know, as thoughtful as you are, and I thank you for the call tonight.
When I'm dealing with police officers at a scene, an accident scene or something like that, and that's when I come across them the vast majority of the time these days, I'm dealing with professionals. They're attempting to, you know, shed some of the misery of dealing with terrible accidents, right?
Yeah,
but
sure.
These guys have to see more than I do. I'm just, you know, one town. These deities, they're all over the place. You know, somebody's wrapped around a telephone pole, off in a guardrail.
And they're in, you know, helpful mode to some extent. They're trying to do their best to...
Well, they've also got to ascertain what happened.
Right.
So the accident that I was at yesterday could very well have been the guy. It's a single car accident. Why is it a single car accident? Was this guy texting? What happened? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Well, they were able to corroborate the story that he gave, which was essentially somebody came off into his lane and he had to take evasive action to get out of the way.
Right.
You know, and
better to run into a pole than to run into a car going 50 miles the other direction, right?
Yeah. We don't know exactly why the person was in that other lane, but because they got away, they just left. And that's another reason why you should have a dash cam, by the way. they're great because you can just pull up that license number, give it to the police, and, you know, there you go.
Depends. I mean, if a car is moving quickly, it might be very difficult to get a picture of their...
The newer ones are going to have pretty good cameras in them.
True. Yeah, I would guess you're probably right about that. If you can get a progressive scan 1080p or something like that.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
It doesn't work like that in real life. It
doesn't work like that in real life.
But it works that way on CIS and Boston Legal and all those other shows that I have heard of, but...
But, you know, either way, they're guessing that it was probably a cell phone incident. And this guy's life was basically ruined. He's, you know, he didn't have a lot of money. He didn't have insurance on his car.
Yeah.
He did everything right in this circumstance. But, you know, he ended up going to the hospital with a neck injury. I presume that he's gonna have to pay for that at some point. This is a huge financial burden for this guy.
Yep, just because you don't have to have insurance in New Hampshire doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Yeah, he certainly should have had insurance. But he had a crappy car, too. I know what it's like making that decision. You know, my car's not that big of a deal. What's
the risk?
I'm going to be hurt.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of people with serious injuries, we have yet to get the North Korea explanation for what happened with Otto Warmbier, the college student who is now in a coma and has been for apparently more than a year at this point and had been sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
Lazy American. He just sleeps.
Oh, God. We'll come back with more free talk.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's very rare that you get news from inside of North Korea. In this case, the news is coming out of North Korea, where Otto Warmbier, who is a college student, or was, he's now in a coma, but as of...
Might still be technically enrolled in college.
Perhaps, but he's been in a North Korean work camp prison, or at least that's where he started his 15-year-long sentence after being sentenced for stealing a propaganda sign of some sort, some kind of a poster or banner at the hotel that he was staying at in North Korea, which, again, put him in prison, and at some point he slipped into a coma. So what's the excuse? What's the reason for this coma, according to the North Korean government? We'll tell you that coming up here, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up in, let's see, about less than 24 to 48 hours, we're going to be at Somalia Fest, which is happening this weekend through, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe?
That name makes it seem so desirable.
Well, again, I didn't pick the name, Mark. You're welcome to...
Somalia Fest officially ends Tuesday. The Porcupine Freedom Festival begins Wednesday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. So it starts...
I think we should have our own concurrent with Somalia Fest, the Shire Fest.
Shire Fest?
Yes, I think we should have Shire
Fest. You'll
have
to work on that for next year, Mark.
Well,
but for now, Somalia Fest is happening.
We just have our own... Shire Fest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could do that. But for now, it's Somalia Fest, because that's what's been promoted. That's what people are expecting to attend this weekend. And it kicks off on Friday. This is going to be a bunch of liberty-minded folks who, maybe some of them are a little frustrated with the Free State Project and their restrictions that they placed on, let's say,
Free Talk Live, for instance, last year, where we had been attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival for many years and broadcasting from it. Last year, we were banned. I was personally banned. Free Talk Live as a show was banned, so the two of you are allowed to attend.
Yes, we can go to their event.
Porcupine Freedom Festival. I understand that Daryl is going. Mark, you are not.
I've got things to do. It's expensive to go to these things.
That's
true. You know, I mean, I've got pigs to take care of. I've got a family. And
Daryl's going to run a LP booth. Outreach table.
And I'm packing lunch.
You're packing your lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
That way I'm not having to buy food every day.
I see. Yeah, I could get a little pricey. But yeah, so we're going to go to Somalia Fest. We're going to be there. We'll not be broadcasting live from Somalia Fest, which will be a different experience for Free Talk Live. If you've been to see us perform at Pork Fest, you know that we were live at those events, usually in front of some level of a studio audience. Some nights fairly busy. Most nights, not so much, because people are all busy partying or doing what they're doing. So this time, we're going to be doing recorded interviews, and I think that'll be a kind of a different feel. We're going to be outdoors instead of inside what sometimes can be a stuffy, hot studio.
Yes.
So at least it'll probably still be hot, but it won't be stuffy outdoors.
According to the weather, 10-day weather forecast, it's supposed to rain.
Really?
From Friday all the way through next Sunday. So the entirety of Somalia Fest, Shire Fest, Pork Fest, all of it, between 50 to 60% chance of rain every day.
Well, we can always record in our hotel room if necessary. So we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a different event. It's going to be the whole point of Somalia Fest, besides promoting the new Free State Pirate Party, which I'm very interested in learning about, is also going to be just more of a decentralized event where there is no central control. There's no organizer. There's no official itinerary. There may be speeches, but if they are, they're happening just sort of on their own at different campsites or whatever. And how you find out about them, I don't know. I know there's a Somalia Fest event on Facebook. Maybe people can connect there. There's a Somalia Fest thread on the Shire Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. So that might be another way to find out who's going to be there and what's happening.
And there's also a SomaliaFest.com website.
That's right.
Where if you go to it, instead of saying, sign me up for your email list, it says, send memes.
That's cute.
So you put in an email address and then click send memes.
I don't know if I've gotten any memes from them. Have you?
I've not signed up for their meme list because I didn't know they had one because I'd not gone to the website yet. I just was curious if they had anything on their website.
Well, it's not too late to get up here for it because, again, it kicks off on Friday, goes for several days.
It's probably going to be, the event used to be, and it's going to be great.
Like Porkfest used to be, you mean, that event, back when it was not so organized and more sort of decentralized, people just showing up and camping and figuring it out as they go along. How many vendors there will be, we don't know. We've never seen this before. It's the first time Somalia Fest has been its own festival. It sort of kicked off as a little camping area last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and now they broke it out into its own event, especially since Porkfest cut their time in half. So Porkfest apparently kept the same ticket prices last year, but sliced the number of days in half that they're doing, and so that made more room for Somalia Fest. So they broke it out, and if you want to learn more, it's SomaliaFest.com, so check that out there. And of course, we're going to tell you a lot more about it when we're actually there on site. And, I didn't mention this. It's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire.
It's gorgeous there.
At a campground that we love very much called Rogers Campground. Absolutely spectacular view of the mountains and should be a good group of folks.
It's got the best view.
It's huge. And it's a huge view.
It really
huge.
Is.
All right, so back to the story.
Everybody thinks so.
Otto Warmbier, his parents hadn't heard or seen him since he was sentenced in March of 2016 for attempting to steal a propaganda poster at the end of a 5-day tour of North Korea. The story from WashingtonPost.com. But amid the relief, there were new questions about what happened to him. Again, just in case you're just tuning in, college-age young man has come back from North Korea in a coma. And apparently he's been in a coma for more than a year there. So, questions about what happened to him. How did a healthy young man fall into such a deep coma? The North Korean government told his parents that food poisoning was to blame. And how does the Trump...
Lack of food poisoning?
How does the Trump administration respond? Three other American citizens are being detained in North Korea at a time when Kim Jong-un has been firing missiles and threatening to strike the United States. President Trump has been vowing to exert maximum pressure on North Korea to make them abandon their nuclear weapons program, but has also dangled the prospect of talks with Kim, whom he called a smart cookie. Warm beer was flown out of North Korea on the same day that Dennis Rodman, the controversial former basketball star, arrived for his fifth visit to Pyongyang.
He's done more for U.S.-North Korean relations than any other person on the planet.
It's really a true statement. That's not a joke. That really is absolutely true. Dennis Rodman, you know, it seems funny, but he really did go and really did meet with Kim Jong-un and, you know, has apparently been
the
only American.
Together, apparently.
That's right. And apparently he's the only American who ever has met with Kim Jong-un as well. I've heard. So Dennis Rodman had nothing to do with the release of Mr. Warmbier, said the State Department spokesperson, adding the government was thankful that he would soon be home in his parents' arms. She also reiterated their travel advice against going to North Korea, which the United States has no diplomatic relations. She says, quote, let me reiterate this. We strongly, strongly suggest that Americans do not go to North Korea.
Now, that was the North Koreans or
no,
the
No, that was the
parents.
State Department. That was okay. The State Department.
U.S. State Department.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the time of his arrest, he had been on an organized New Year's tour in North Korea, a five-day stopover on his way to Hong Kong for a study abroad trip. But on his final night in Pyongyang on New Year's Eve, I just thought he was, I didn't know it was New Year's Eve. I just thought college student, drinking, dumb move.
Yeah,
now I know it was drinking.
Yeah, and as I understand, you know, when, like, there's just a lot of alcohol flowing when it comes to sort of Americans being over there for whatever reason. And good decisions and alcohol traditionally don't go together.
Yeah, bad mix to be in a complete, you know, nightmare dictatorship and be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good combo.
I should have offered to spy for them.
He, on his final night, apparently went to a staff-only floor of the hotel and attempted to take down a large propaganda sign lauding the regime. He was charged with hostile acts against the state. Surrounded by North Korean guards, Warmbier delivered a highly scripted confession that appeared to have been written for him, and after an hour-long sham trial in March of 2016, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison with hard labor.
I'm just glad that they actually wound up calling the offense what it actually is.
Hostile act against the state?
That's basically the only crime. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what, you know, little minutia or spin they put on it. Oh, you were speeding. You did this. You did that. No, the only crime is disrespecting the state.
Well, I think that there's certainly crimes against individuals. Certainly the state stands in the stead of the individual in that circumstance. Yes, I agree with you largely that states, you know, it's all about protecting their what they look like and how they appear. But, you know.
The North Korean account claimed that Warmbier fell into a coma after being given a sleeping pill. They said they were told their son had remained in a coma since then.
You sleep too much.
Anyway, that's it. Of course, North Korea is not known for their great medical care, so it's good that he's back in the United States.
Hopefully they can do something for him.
Maybe we'll hear good news over time. Daryl says this bodes well that he's still in the coma and was able to be moved. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.